Seems very formal up here, but I think it's the only way I can see you all. There's the pillars and so on. I said, all right, I preach down to you something. We're going to pray together. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you that in Christ there is true hope, love, joy, peace to be known. And may we know that again this Christmas season as we grieve for some and are disappointed in so many ways. We pray, O Lord, that yet your grace and strength and love will be our peace. In your name we pray. Amen. So the great proclamation of the angels, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. The resounding cry of the Christmas season, good news of great joy. Even in this most challenging of years, even in grief and tragedy, even amongst all those things that we have experienced as a community, particularly here, but also across the country, the things we've experienced this year, the assaults from cancer, mental illness, long COVID, redundancy, and all the other myriad ways that darkness has been manifest in our community. Even as we struggle this Christmas time with the disappointments of not meeting with family and friends, even in all of this, the resounding cry is good news of great joy for all people. In the Christmas story, the birth of Christ, his life, death, resurrection, ascension, we have sure reasons to be joyful. We can experience joy. Joy that is a sense of delight, freedom, confidence, hope, and more. Joy that is fundamentally a sense of ecstasy, of being taken beyond the self, beyond the circumstance. In the famous words of St. Augustine of Hippo, a Christian should be, can be, an alleluia from head to toe because of Christmas night. Now, I'm very aware that if my family can hear this, they may well be thinking, well, where is it, all this joy? They've never stopped snorting since some years ago. I was given the usual Christmas socks present with my name on and its apparent meaning, Alan, the cheerful one. Oh, how they laughed. I know that my problem is that I often look for joy in the wrong places, like supporting Tottenham. On Christmas cards just a couple of weeks ago, a number of my friends are fellow Spurs supporters and most of my relatives are, and I wrote on there just simply, dare to dream, as Tottenham are riding high, top of the Premiership. Now, of course, they've crashed to sixth. I should have followed the example of a friend who's also a Spurs supporter. He simply wrote, top of the Premiership, stop the count. That would have been more appropriate, I'm sure. But more generally for all of us, it's true, isn't it, that we look for joy in the wrong places. We focus on the external, like sport, the new car, home improvements, the foreign holiday. When surveys tell us again and again these things do not bring happiness, let alone the deep-seated joy that we're talking about today. But then, once we recognise that happiness and joy are not found in the outside, in material things, we may find that if we start to reflect and look inwards, we may find that there are forces of darkness then grinding us down. We may be haunted by black negative thoughts. And of course, we know that at its worst, it can be that devastating mental illness may grip us. Any sense of delight, freedom, confidence, hope, joy in this life simply disappears. And part of Stuart's legacy to us must be that we work and pray for better understanding and treatment of mental illness. So we have to recognise that joy, being a person of joy, is difficult. It can be for all of us. We surely all struggle to be a person who is an alleluia from head to toe. But nonetheless, the promise is there. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. And of course, the clue to joy starts here, this night in the manger, in what it says about God, and therefore what it says about reality. The baby we worship this day grows to become Jesus, the greatest moral and spiritual teacher the world has ever known. He says that his purpose is that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete, John 15, verse 11. And he accomplishes this in his death, resurrection, and ascension. So it is only, can only be, when we focus on him, his life, his teaching, when we focus on the Christ Jesus Yeshua, when we allow him to be in us, to receive all that he is, it is then that we experience and become people of joy. And at its best, this sense of joy will pervade through our whole selves, body, mind, and spirit. There will be a cohesion, a unity of the whole self. But fundamentally, this sense of joy that we're talking about in Christ Jesus is transcendent. In other words, it is beyond us, beyond our circumstance. In other words, the good news of great joy we celebrate tonight, that it is about delight, freedom, confidence, hope, is beyond our circumstances now, beyond this life. It is joy in God and in the glory of heaven. And the witness of Christians through the millennia is that this joy is experienced even in the most extreme circumstances, in harsh imprisonment, slavery, bereavement, chronic painful illness. Christians have exulted in, experienced the glory, the joy of God. And even in the worst of mental illness, the same can be true. Utter despair with this life, and yet utter joy and confidence in God. Entering into the good news of great joy then starts with belief. Belief in the transcendent, the other, in God. Realizing that we are not random, meaningless accidents with no purpose, but we are made by God who is love and who in his love came to us as the man Jesus. The veil between earth and heaven is torn. A gateway is made. We can know and experience God. God with us, Emmanuel. Joy then simply by believing, entering into the transcendent. St. Peter summed it up in the letter that Jan read for us. You believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. And then from that place of belief, from that place of recognition and joy, we are to place ourselves, our lives, our minds in God's realm, to live in God's economy, in his perspective, to live as a citizen of heaven. For heaven is our home in faith in Christ. There is glorious joy to be experienced now, but truly glorious joy and hope for tomorrow. Sure hope of that heaven where the whole creation will be renewed when God's kingdom finally fully comes. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, good news of great joy, shout for joy. When the Lord returns, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together. Richard Harris, the retired Bishop of Oxford, wrote that Christian joy is the conviction that through the death and resurrection of Christ, one day the sun of happiness will rise and never set. To receive then the good news of great joy, we have to believe. We have to place our thinking and being in the transcendent, in God. And then we have to go on growing in relationship with God, putting ourselves with him, learning how to pray, to make prayer essential to our daily life. In focused prayer, we can find ourselves being caught up in the great delight, gladness, pleasure that is God. Again, Christians through the millennia have witnessed to that being the fact. In my own small way, each day in morning prayer, there's that sense of moving into the other, beyond the circumstance, and entering into the joy of God. But other great saints have experienced such a thing in far harsher circumstances. Anatoly Levin, prisoner of conscience under Soviet Russia, wrote from his time in prison, "The greatest miracle of all is prayer. I have only to turn my thoughts to God, and I suddenly feel a force bursting into me. There is new strength in my soul, in my entire being. There is joy." Of course, Anatoly Levin's physical circumstances did not change. He was still in a miserable prison, but at the same time as physical misery, he was able to experience ecstatic joy. Through encountering the transcendent, experiencing God through the Christ Jesus. And the same, I suspect, is true for Christians in the grip of a mental prison. Mental misery, but still at the same time able to experience ecstatic joy, joy in God, in the Christ Jesus. So may we hear again, after this actually pretty much miserable year, that can we hear again this night the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Even in this most challenging of years, even in the utter grief we've experienced in this last month, we can know great joy in God through the Christ Jesus, Yeshua. Our focus verse through this Advent Christmas season has been Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So believe, practice faith, know God, enter into his joy, his peace, his sure hope, in spite of circumstances. And maybe we could all make a New Year's resolution that we're going to aim to be for next year an alleluia from head to toe. Amen.